Welcome to the Merge Sort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. I'm Paul, and joining me as always for the deep dive into today's top stories is our resident AI analyst, Jane.
Thanks, Paul. It's a busy Wednesday, April 1st, and we've got some massive news to unpack, especially from OpenAI. What's caught your eye first?
Well, Jane, the headlines have been a bit all over the place for OpenAI recently, but today they dropped a bombshell. They've secured a record $122 billion in funding at an $852 billion valuation. That's just staggering.
It really is, Paul. Despite some of the recent noise about internal struggles or competition, this funding round, the largest in venture history, clearly shows the market still sees OpenAI as the undeniable leader. Amazon, Nvidia, and SoftBank are anchoring this, with Amazon alone committing $50 billion.
$50 billion from Amazon alone, wow. And the report mentions they're planning to build a unified Otwendim-Aislav-Sanchwanarts. What do you make of that ambition, Jane?
It's an aggressive move, but given their current revenue pace of $2 billion a month, which is four times faster than Alphabet or Meta at the same stage, they clearly have the momentum. The quote, super app concept suggests they want to integrate their models into a much broader, seamless user experience, which could be a game changer.
Absolutely. Shifting gears a bit, we also saw some interesting news regarding Anthropic's Claude. It seems their Claude code source code was accidentally leaked. That's got to be a headache for them, right?
Oh, a massive headache, Paul. Source code leaks are always a serious breach, potentially giving competitors and bad actors insights into their proprietary technology and development. It's definitely a setback for Anthropic, especially as they're a key player in the LLM space.
Indeed. On a more positive note for innovation, Prism ML launched its 1-bit Bonsai 8B model, claiming it's the first commercially viable 1-bit weight model. That sounds like a big deal for efficiency.
It's huge, Paul. 1-bit models represent a significant leap in efficiency, allowing powerful AI to run on much smaller, less resource-intensive hardware, like phones or edge devices. This, quote, intelligence density could democratize access to advanced AI in ways we haven't seen yet.
That's truly exciting for wider adoption. And quickly, Google Maps is getting a major Gemini AI upgrade for conversational navigation, and AWS is pushing into frontier agents for UI automation and governance. It feels like every major tech player is doubling down on practical AI applications. They absolutely are, Paul. From Google enhancing everyday tools to AWS defining new classes of autonomous agents, the focus is clearly shifting towards making AI more integrated and actionable across all sectors. It's a dynamic time. It certainly is. And that's all the time we have for today's Merge Sort AI Digest. Thank you, Jane, for your invaluable insights.
My pleasure, Paul.
And thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the latest in AI. Until then, stay curious.